me, if someone's an immigrant from Sudan or wherever they're from, they can't comment on social issues.
Not over here. No, you're not at liberty to do that because your social issues are in shambles. You're not at liberty.
Cool.
Why would we listen to you?
Okay.
If you come from a country of complete failure.
Now let me ask you another question.
Why would we listen to you?
So
you're not at liberty.
So only other, let me get this straight then. So only other FBAs, according to your logic, can comment on FBA issues. Is that
absolutely
what you're
only foundational Black Americans can talk about our issues. We don't concern ourselves with what's going on with you. You come from a failed culture. You're not at liberty to give us any advice on anything, sir.
Would you call it a successful culture of foundational Black Americans who were taken over there?
Everybody, guys, you came in here.
Your ancestors got taken into slavery and taken to another country. Do you consider that a successful culture? Because you're saying Sudan is not successful.
Right.
So would you consider where your ancestors were originally taken from as successful?
Half of our ancestors were already here. Let's get that straight. We're foundational Black Americans, sir. There were Black people here. There were Black people brought over here. So we had an ethnogenesis, and we never fled from the country we built,
Won't
sir.
Answer the question,
so
of course, different. Again.
I did answer the question, sir. If you're not smart enough with them stingy Irish genes of yours, that's your problem,
Irish.
Sir.
Yeah, my name is Amir, bro. I'm definitely Irish, dude.
Okay, well,
so let me ask you this question, Tariq. By your logic, right? Because you're saying only foundational Black Americans can criticize other foundational Black Americans. So if that's the case, why are you talking shit about white people and white supremacists? Since you're not white, you can't give an opinion.
But
by your
I'm
logic,
a
correct?
Victim of white supremacy. I can talk about the
victim. Oh, see how it doesn't work out? Doesn't make sense, does it?
Because we're being victimized by the white supremacists. So I can talk about
How are you being victimized by the white
supremacists?
Because
they created a system of white supremacy that they've militarized, and we can't break out of it because they have a military stronghold over us, sir. Whenever we build prosperous neighborhoods, they use their military to destroy it. And they've done this all across the board. They control the educational system. When we try to get our own educational system, they use their militarized system to destroy it. They destroy it all across the board. And these are facts, sir. We're under a global system of white supremacy.
Okay.
Tulsa, Oklahoma was 100 years ago, bro.
Hold on. Let me ask you this.
They build freeways and train tracks in Black neighborhoods that's prosperous even today. I live in Los Angeles. Crenshaw Boulevard, they're destroying the Black businesses by building a train system down Crenshaw Boulevard. They do this stuff now. We can
talk about the white supremacy. Who are the elected politicians in Los Angeles?
So you're telling me
we get sabotaged. And the great thing about us, even though we get sabotaged, we can still rebuild and we can still find success. They sabotage you wannabes too.
Hold on, you're talking about this being destroyed.
Yo, Jacob, mute everybody except for me and Tariq, bro. Everybody else, shut the fuck. All right, he didn't come in to talk to y'all. So he's coming in here to talk to me. So that's fine. Let's have a discussion. Tariq. So let's have a discussion because I've been waiting a very long time to talk to you because you are literally the lord of victimhood. So let's go ahead and have a discussion.
And you are the lord of victimization, sir. But go ahead.
Okay, sure.
A wannabe. You're a wannabe. You're not even a real white supremacist. You're a wannabe. But go ahead, Myron.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. Fantastic. Anyway, so you're claiming that the white supremacists control the military, which is holding back the Blacks in America.
Yes.
Okay, do you believe that's still the case in 2020?
Right now, this very minute.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Holding back. And when I mean holding back, they keep an oppressive system that will dominate and control what we do. Even though there are still Black people who are successful. Hell, I'm a millionaire. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm still under a system of
white supremacy. You ain't no billionaire, you lying.
Said he's a millionaire. Millionaire.
I didn't say billionaire. I said a millionaire. And that's verified. Y'all can verify.
Yeah, my bad.
That's easily verified. But that doesn't mean anything.
So, if you were able to do it and you're Black, why
can't
others?
Because we're phenomenal as Black people. Foundational Black Americans are absolutely phenomenal. That's why we can do it.
Okay, so why can't others do it then? If they're being held down like you claim, why can't they do it? You did it. You did it, right?
Everybody can't do it in a system of white supremacy. Everybody's not going to be able to do it. I was able to do it because I understood the system, and I kind of worked around it. But I called the system out. But I would have been much richer without the system of white supremacy. We live in a global system of white supremacy.
Okay, so it's interesting because, you know...
Now, is that true or not true, Myron? Am I making this up?
No.
Then why did they say that? This is their words. The white supremacists said this. This is them saying.
I've let you speak, but you don't let me speak.
I'm not cutting you off. This is a dialogue.
No, you have.
We're having a conversation. So I'm asking you.
No, we are. We are. But a part of a conversation is you got
to
let the other.
And you're going to have to let me speak. I've just answered your question. I've let
you speak plenty of times. All right, I'll let you finish your thought. Go ahead.
So, Myron, is that true or not true? Do we live in a system of white supremacy or not?
There is nothing holding back black people from success.
Do we live in a system of white supremacy or not? Then why did the white supremacists say that they have a system of white supremacy? This is their words. They said this. They put this in law.
They can say whatever they want, Tariq. It's up to you on how you're going to go ahead and make a do of it. There's nothing holding back black people from becoming successful. As a matter of fact, why is it that we had stronger black households during the Jim Crow eras when black people were the most oppressed that they've ever been? We had higher rates of education. We had two-parent households. We had successful black families. We had more black businesses. Why is it that when we were the most oppressed, as you would claim, we actually had the best statistics, but now that we have the most freedom, we're the worst off? I'll tell you why. It's because of bad decisions. It's not a system of white supremacy, as you claim.
Slow down.
Hold on. Let me finish my point. Because... That's great, bro, because you guys like to blame the police. You guys like to blame the government. You like to blame everybody else except for people making bad decisions. Explain to me this as well. You sit there and say, oh, you're not a foundationally black American, whatever. Okay, Tariq, let's say that I'm not a foundationally black American. Me and you get pulled over by the police. Do you think the police that are racist, by the way, and led by white supremacists, do you think they give a from Sudan and that you're a foundationally black American? No, we're both, but they're not going to care. We're both going to get treated the same. We're both going to go ahead and be looked at as... Because they don't give a shit about this differentiation that you FBAs like to do, where you guys like to divide and conquer within your own race, which is clown world, by the way. That's a whole other thing.
Okay, now you're going to have to let me answer.
What I'm trying to say is this. Hold on. I will. But what I'm simply saying
is this. Why are you saying we? Because you kept saying we were in, you weren't in Jim Crow. You were immigrant. Yeah. You weren't here.
No. I'm telling you, by this white supremacist standards you're saying, because you're trying to say that, oh, it's different for FBAs versus immigrants. It's not. They look at a Nigerian, they look at a Sudanese, they look at an FBA. We're all the same to them, bro, because they see skin color. They don't give a fuck about your last name.
You keep talking about we. You weren't in Jim Crow.
Wow, here we go. The division once
we
again,
are
even in
we're
a
not
conversation.
The same lineage. We don't come from the same lineage. And if there's no white supremacy, why did your homeland fail when you had
you
to
are
flee?
Perpetuating the very racism
but
that
no,
you're complaining
no, no, listen,
about right now.
But why did you have to flee your homeland after the white supremacists destroyed it? They destroyed the Sudan. That was the white supremacists orchestrating that, sir. Why did you have to flee if there was no white supremacy?
That's true.
Sure. Okay. So what's your point with this? You're trying to say white supremacy runs the world, which I don't
believe. But why did you have to flee? I mean, the British went over there. They were running roughshod over in the Sudan. The reason why it's so janky because of the white supremacists. They destroyed it over there. They orchestrated it. Right?
I'm talking about the United States.
No. I'm talking about global white supremacy. White supremacy is global. It's a global thing. Right?
I'm talking about the United States because that's what's
No. The world is pertinent. The world is pertinent.
That the United States is militarily holding back the black man.
No. I said global because there's no place we can go that's free of white supremacy. Name the country that's white supremacy free.
There's none.
China.
United Arab Emirates. Middle East in general. Saudi Arabia. Like, bro,
really?
Come on, man. Yes.
Dude. They
yes.
got the
matter of fact, they stopped using the American dollar. I think that's pretty free of white
if
supremacy,
you don't
as you claim. Saudi Arabia literally just told the United States, fuck off, we're not using the U.S. dollar anymore. That is the biggest F you to white supremacy that in the world.
They can bomb that place to hell.
They can bomb that place tomorrow. the Middle East, they bomb that place whenever they feel like it. If
Look
you don't
Gaddafi.
Stop,
they're not bombing
they got
Saudi Arabia,
warships.
Though.
There's
they
European
oil.
Warships over off the coast of China now. What are y'all
Gaddafi.
Talking about?
Gaddafi's a good example.
Right. They'll get, yeah, when they.
Yeah, I'm talking about Saudi
right.
Arabia.
It don't
bro.
Matter.
I'm talking about fucking Libya.
Saudi Arabia, they have a deal with them for the oil and all of that, but they can wipe them off the map anytime they feel like.
Do you even know what the petrodollar is,
sir, can they not? Can the white supremacists wipe them off?
Do you know what the petrodollar is? You.
Concept with it, sir. Calm down.
I mean, what do you know?
Exactly. You don't know. You don't even know what the petrodollar is. Talking nonsense.
Tariq, you've been deflecting.
I have not
time.
Deflected.
I'm saying,
I have not deflected.
Yes, you have. This is
no,
my stance.
No.
Tariq, this is my
I'm
stance.
I'm talking about global
there is
white supremacy.
Holding back
it held
black
you back
from success.
White supremacy held you back, and you had to flee.
There is
you had to come flee.
There is nothing. There is nothing.
You had to flee to get over
there is nothing holding back. Okay, bro. You keep mentioning this whole
Right, because again, you are a perfect example.
There is nothing holding back.
You are an example.
There is nothing holding back black people from success in America in 2024.
But there was something holding you back from your homeland, and you had to flee. That's why you
Myron, he made a good point, Myron. He's saying that you fled Africa because the system he's speaking of destroyed your entire country. I mean, that's kind of a good point. It's kind of a good point. I got to admit that.
Not really, because I'm talking about the United
globally.
States.
Hold on.
Sneeko, where you at, Sneeko? Is Sneeko still in here? Because your country, too.
No, he fled.
He fled, okay.
No, yeah. I'm not agreeing with Tyrese, but he made a good point by saying globally, this system does exist.
Blessing, your mic sucks, bro. Just be quiet. Anyway, like I was saying, bro. It's very simple. I'm simply saying there's nothing in 2024 that is holding black people from success. This white supremacy that you claim is a facade. You can go ahead and become successful regardless of your skin color in 2024.
It's a facade.
If it was real in your homeland, it's real over here. It's a real global phenomenon.
So you're really going to compare Sudan to the United States of America?
Yeah, white supremacy is white supremacy all over the world, sir.
Incredible.
It's all over. It's white supremacy.
You're comparing
Tariq, I have a question. Why do all black millionaires and billionaires buy houses in white communities? Why do you think that?
Well, if we live in a white community, it ain't a white community, then is it? boop. If we live
in
it ain't white, huh?
You're crying about Crenshaw. You don't live in Crenshaw.
Boop. Go ahead. Now, Myron, let's go back to you. So
how are we going to accept that?